Good morning. Is it still morning? No, good afternoon. Wow, look at all these smiling. You can smile. That's better. Morning, everybody. Good morning, children. Right. Today, we are going to be looking at what's special about today. What are we celebrating today? Harvest Festival, that's right. I hope you kids are going to join in, because I need some help today. I don't know about you. But actually, what I wanted to look at today, as Cameron said, we're looking at Harvest Festival, which is a time when we say thank you to, is it the farmers? To God? Who do we say thank you to? To our Heavenly Father, yes. Because He, as we said before, is Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides. So everything that we need, He provides us with. He provides the sunshine, doesn't He? And the rain. Even though we don't like the rain, we couldn't have food without the rain, could we? But what I want to look at today is another country's way of saying thank you to God. Does anybody have an idea who I might be thinking about? What other country? Mums and dads, you can help your children if they need help, if they're shy. Go on, Leon. Another country. No. One more. It begins with that letter. Go on, Ewan. No. Another one. I'll give you a clue. Did it? No, I won't. I'll tell you. It's America. Be it all day. America. We're going to be looking at how the Americans celebrate. I just heard somebody say it. Did somebody just say Thanksgiving? Yeah. Yes. America celebrates what they call Thanksgiving, which is very similar to what we celebrate as Harvest Festival. Now, I need somebody to tell me what I have in this bag. I think I'll go to this young little person here. Do you know what that is? Do you want to shout it out? No. Mum, shout it out for me.
Popcorn!
That's right! Popcorn! But, we're not really looking at popcorn. We are looking at where popcorn is from. So we're looking at corn. Now that should give us a clue, maybe to the mums and dads anyway, to who I'm going to actually be talking about. Any clues? They came from England. Pilgrims. You don't get a prize. No. So, we're looking at Thanksgiving, which was, I would like to say, brought in by the pilgrims, who came from England back in the 17th century. On the Mayflower, that's right, Eileen. And they decided they wanted to move to another country and start up their own settlement. But not only that, they wanted to take the gospel to the Americas. So they would have gone to America and a new life. But when they arrived in the middle of winter. And it was bitterly cold, and their rations had practically run out. So they had to make do with what they had left to get through this first winter. They managed, but they thought, what do we do next year? We're going to have to try to plant something, some sort of crops. So what they did was, they were befriended by an Indian. Now, I'm not talking about an Indian that wears a turban. We're talking about red Indians, you know, with bows and arrows. And this particular Indian was called, anybody? Mr. King? Oh, you're really letting me down today. He never met him. Well, anyway, he wasn't called George. Well, this particular Indian befriended the pilgrims, and he taught them how to grow Indian corn. And this Indian's name was Squanto. That's an unusual name. Yes, but his name was Squanto. And he taught the pilgrims how to grow corn. Now, has anybody ever tried to grow corn? Blooming hard. What they had to do, he showed them, they had to get the soil together and make it into a mound, a bit like an upside down plant pot. Yeah. No, without the old. But you had to form it up into a mound, put a hole in the middle, a bit like one of my Christmas puddings years ago when I put it in the microwave for too long. And you put a hole in the middle, they drop the seeds in, but then they also drop something else in. It's very unusual. Does anybody have any ideas? Go on, Leon. No. A fish. They would drop a fish into the hole as well. Why do you think they would drop a fish in it? Don't say to get fish flavoured corn. No? Go on. No. They would drop a fish in for fertiliser. So when the fish decided to disintegrate and think, well, I've had that my life, I'm going to turn into fertiliser. So that's what happened. They would plant the seed in this mound, put a little fish in it, and by next year, they had bountiful harvest. So that's just an education for today. But anyway, they were so thankful to the Lord for his provision and what a wonderful crop they were able to reap, that they decided then to set apart a special day to thank the Lord for his great and mighty works. But what they did, and I'm pretty sure they still do it today, on the side of their plate on Thanksgiving, they would have 5 pieces of corn. Not popcorn, but corn. No, they would have that to remind them to thank the Lord. So what I would like now is 5 children. Right? Not to be popcorn, no. I want 5 children. I want each of you to raise your hands and think of something that we can be thankful to God for, preferably something to do with Harvest Festival or families. So 5 children, I'll just shout your names out. Leon? No, you'd have to come out. Just tell me something that you think we should be thankful to God for. From food? Yeah, but that's the same. Something. Think of something else. What about children? Another one from this side. Anybody? come on, you can think of something to say thank you to God for. Alan. That's the same as food. Friendship. What? Sunshine. Okay. So at the end, we're going to say thank you to God for those five things. Now, I think we've got time. There's another story that everybody would know. Everybody. And it involves children. And it's to do with God's bountiful supplies. And it incorporates a lot of people. A lot of people. Even more people than those that turn up for a Mount Chapel football match. So it's more than seven. Has anybody got any idea? Go on, Leon. Nope. It's the feeding of... anybody? 5,000. Now, we all know the story. I'm just going to quickly read it to us, okay? So you're all sitting comfortably. Ready? After these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him because they saw him perform miracles. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. And then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude, loads and loads of people coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread to feed these people so that they may eat?" But this he said to them to test them, for he, Jesus, knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them. Not so that everyone should eat. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a little lad here." And he is a little. But he's getting bigger. And he has how many loaves? How many? Five loaves. And he also had two fish. But what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." And he then said thank you to his heavenly Father. And then he distributed them. He distributed them to all of the people. Now, over 5,000 people were filled with the five loaves and two fishes. Why? Because Jesus prayed to his Father. And the Father answered Jesus' prayers. And not only did he feed the 5,000, which by the way was 5,000 men, there was also women and children as well. So it might have been 8,000. But everybody was fed. Now the amazing thing about this story is that Jesus could have quite easily snapped his fingers and said, "Everybody's bellies be filled." And it would have been. Everybody's belly would have been filled if Jesus had said, "Be filled." But he didn't say that, did he? Why? Because he wanted his people to take part. Now, I don't know where that little boy was stood. But I'm quite sure that when Jesus was telling his disciples to feed all of these people, I bet a bit of an argument was going on. "Lord, where are we going to find all that food to feed all of these people?" But that little boy heard. Now, he didn't see the numbers of people. He saw that he had something that he could give to the Lord. Now, how many are you more than that? Eat all your greens because they're starving in Africa. I bet they've said it a few times, haven't they? I remember once when my son replied to that, well, they can have it. I'll send it to them. But you know what? Jesus still sees the children starving in Africa today. He still sees the homeless people. He still sees people in need. And you know what he wants? He wants people like us and you boys and girls to come forward, just as you have done this morning, with whatever you have. You know, we can look at, and we do tend to look at, the scale of the problems and think, well, what can we do? You know, we can turn on the television any night and see places in Africa where children are dying because they don't have food. And our mums and dads are right when they say, eat up your greens, eat up what's been put in front of you. Because there are people in other parts of the world that are starving. So the next time you boys and girls, and you dads, when you turn up your nose at your greens, I don't do that, do I, Sam? Let's stop and think. There are people around the world that would love to have what we have on our plates. But you know something? We can all make a difference. We can come every year and bring something, and that food will go and help people who don't have food. You don't have to bring food. You can save up your pocket money. You know, and that would be a wonderful gesture when you know Harvest Festival time is coming up again next year. Say to your mums and dads, I don't want any spends this week. And then when you pick them up off the floor, you can then say, I want this money, my spends, to go to the shops with so that I can buy something for somebody else. And you know what? God will be looking from heaven and he will say, what a star that child is. Okay? So, we're going to bow our heads. And we're going to remember those five things that we mentioned before. So we're going to pray for love. Thank you, God, for love. Thank you, God, for food. Thank you, God, for sunshine. Thank you, God, for children. One more. And friendship. So let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much that you are Jehovah Jireh. And Father God, we want to thank you so much for those people, those pilgrim people who left England 400 years ago to take your gospel to those that didn't know you. We thank you, Father God, for the day of Thanksgiving that they started. So that every year people, even those that may not know you, can at least take one day a year to say thank you for your provision. And Father, we want to thank you today for friendship. We thank you for our brothers and sisters. We thank you, Father God, for children, because without children there's no future for us. We thank you, Lord, that you will always provide us with the food that we need. We thank you, Father God, for the sunshine. You give us sunshine daily. Without that sunshine, Lord, the crops would not grow. So I think that's the five things that we needed to pray for, Lord. But we have so much more to praise you and thank you for anyway. And thank you that we live in a part of the world that we don't hunger and thirst for anything, except we should be thirsting and hungering for your righteousness. So bless us all as we go forth from this place, Lord. Bless us all this week. Bless the children. May they have a good time at school next week. in nurseries, and may they go away from here and think about those around the world that don't have as much as we do. We lift up your name this morning and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen.